This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've got a series we've been doing for a little while now. Your questions answered by our reporters. It's called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder.
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer. By brain work and blade work.
Today's question comes to us from Carol Shearer of Eagle River, Alaska. It is, I'm told, about 10 miles north of Anchorage. And here you go. Why, she wonders, do green olives and Kalamata olives come in jars, but black olives come in cans? Why, indeed? Marketplace's Dan Weissman has the answer.
Carol says this started as an economic question. In the grocery store, she needed black olives, but not a whole can.
I got wondering, why can't you buy black olives in a jar like you can the other kind?
There's actually a great story here, but it took some digging. First, journalist Mort Rosenblum wrote the book on olives, The Olive, Life and Lore of a Noble Fruit. I asked him, why cans for black olives, jars for greens and Kalamatas?
You know, that's a really wild question, which I don't think I can answer.
He's willing to guess.
Green olives are kind of attractive. You know, they have that kind of nice color to them.
And black olives are ugly? Nope. Actually, they came in glass jars, too, once upon a time. Okay, time to head into the field. Let's go to Italy. No flight necessary. Italy, spelled E-A-T, is a high-concept Italian food complex that just opened a branch here in Chicago. Dave Malzahn is a manager in the Salumi Formaggi department, which includes the olive bar with olives from all over Italy.
These dark guys right over here, these are Gaeta from the Lazio region.
I ask Dave the question. He says, I'm in the wrong place.
If you're thinking about the olives that when you were at grandma's house, you wore on your fingers on Thanksgiving, oh, no, those guys we do not carry.
Why not? Dave says, Italy isn't just about eating. Italy is about knowing the story of what you're eating.
What's inside those cans with those black olives? Not much story there.
Actually, there's a great story. Let's meet the person who knows it best.
My name is Judith Taylor. I'm a retired physician. In 2000, I published a book called The Olive in California.
The black olive, also known as the California ripe olive, was invented in Oakland by a German widow named Frieda Ehmann. In the mid-1890s, all she had was an olive grove nobody thought was worth very much.
She must have been a truly amazing and remarkable woman, because instead of just sitting in her daughter's rocking chair in Oakland, she got very busy and decided she would pick the olives and do something with them.
She got a recipe from the University of California for artificially ripening olives. Green olives are pickled green, as in not ripe. Frieda perfected her recipe, sold her olives locally, then went east, opened up new markets. She scored her first hit in Philadelphia and eventually had a national business. And she kept going back to the U of C for more tips, including packaging.
When she went to Philadelphia, the olives were in kegs and barrels, you know, which is just kind of loosely covered. They're not sealed.
Then glass jars. They don't spill.
Yes, and they're very pretty. And gradually they developed the technique of sealing the jars effectively, and with that came trouble.
You seal the jar, and what's inside?
That's perfect culture medium for botulism.
In 1919, olive-related botulism outbreaks started killing people, capped by a 1924 outbreak involving Frieda Ehmann's olives.
There was a period of about 10 years when no one would even look at an olive from California. It was just like a death warrant.
The whole industry switched to a new standard for the ripe California olive.
It has to be heated to over 240 degrees. So only a can can tolerate that physically. You couldn't do that to a glass jar.
Eventually, California olives came back in cans. But Ehmann had long since retired. She was heartbroken.
She couldn't come to terms with the fact that something she had done had actually killed people.
Okay. Carol Shearer of Alaska, how'd we do?
Boy, I just had absolutely no idea. Well, that's really cool.
Yes. Thank you for asking that one. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.
If you've got something you've always wondered, you can write to us. Letters at marketplace.org is email, or you can tweet us at Marketplace is us.